Tessa Midbeis, 93B3. I mean, I'm sorry, 9B3. How many lines did I say? 13,
I think, from the bottom.
13 from the bottom.
Are we on a heavy
chapter? 13. Rabbi Yechanan, yeah. Okay, the Gemara learned out from the Sukkim how you created the woman with Kesef, how you created the woman with Shtar, with the documents, and then the last thing the Gemara was discussing, how you created the woman with Ba'ala, Be'ir. Okay, so the Gemara has had two opinions before where we learned it out from. Rabbi Yechanan said we learn it out from the word Ba'ala's Ba'al. Okay, the Gemara asked before Bi'a Minolon, okay, and then a few lines up. The Gemara said, how do we know that a woman is acquired with Bia, with actual relations? So Rabbi Yechon said, because it says in the Pasuk, Bu'ula's Baal. Another opinion said, Rabbi learns it out from a Pasuk, it says, Uba'ola. Okay? And the Gemara went back and forth with these different words. But now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechon and Hayu, Va'ola Mayavidli. Now that Rabbi Yechon learns out the law that a man acquires a woman with Bia, from a different pasuk, so what does he use the pasuk uva'ala for? It's an extra pasuk, because it says ki yikach ishisha, if a man will take a woman. So why does it have to say uva'ala? He lives with her. So according to Rabbi, it teaches us that you kind of her with living with her for kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, he learns it out from a different pasuk. So what does Rabbi Yechanan do with the word uva'ala? So he says ahumi boile. He needs it to teach us the din as follows. Uva'ala means you live with her. A woman is acquired with relations, but an Amma Yevriya Niknes Babia. A Jewish maidservant you don't acquire by living with her. In other words, we learned the father can sell his daughter when she's young, right? So how do you acquire Amma Yevriya? So the Mishnahs are going to say later the acquisitions. So Gemara says like this. I would think you can kinda, you can acquire a maidservant with relations. Why? And Gemara explains why. I would think Teisa would be able to learn it out by Kavachemer from Yevam. A Kavachemer from the din of a Yibum. Meaning, Ma Yevam Hashem Niknes B'Kesef. A Yevam means a brother died, right? And the without children. And the brother has to marry the woman. She is not acquired by money. Yet, Niknes B'Bia. She could be acquired by relations. Zusha Niknes B'Kesef. Ami Ivriya, that is acquired with money. Ain't a din she nicknas but Bia, for sure she'd be able to be acquired with Bia. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yechanan says, the word Uba'ala means, you can only acquire a wife with living with her, but not a Jewish maidservant. So the Gemara says, why would I think that you could? Like, you want to acquire as a maidservant, not as a wife. Why should she be able to live? How would relations acquire? So Gemara says, a kavachemer. What's the kavachemer? The din of a yibum, right? The brother dies, no kids. The brother has to marry the wife. The din is, the only way she becomes his full-fledged wife is with living with her. So Gemara says like this. Yevama, you're not acquiring with money. There's no kedushin by yibum. You don't acquire with money. You only acquire with Bia. So this woman that is acquired with money, Amma, you buy a maidservant with money, for sure should be acquired with Bia. Because if Yevama, who you can't acquire with money, is acquired with Bia, Amma Yevriya that is acquired with money, for sure you can acquire her with Bia. So I would think you can be acquire an Amma Yevriya through Bia. So the Pasuk says, over Allah, only if you marry a woman do you acquire her with living with her and not an Ami Yevriya. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's not a good Kavachemer. Why? My Yevam, Yevam is different. She came Zekuka Ve'imedes. She's already bound by Hashem to marry him. Right? You know why you don't have to acquire her with money? Because Hashem made the Shidduch. Right? The guy dies without kids. The Torah says the brother must marry the woman. Right? So it's a God-made Shidduch, so to speak. So you can't learn that out to Ami Yevriya. So Gemara says like this. But I would think like the following. It says like this. When a man takes an Ami Yevriya, it's a very strange din. When you buy a Jewish maidservant under Bas Mitzvah, if the master wants, he can marry her against her will. If he doesn't want to marry her, he can have his son marry her. What's the Kedushin? The money you bought her with now becomes the money of Kedushin. Then the Torah says, what happens if you marry her and you marry a second wife? Imacheres yikachlei. Then you still need to give the first wife food, clothing, marital relations. You know, you need to give all the responsibilities of a husband to a wife. So it might say like this. By Amri Vidya, the Torah speaks about marriage. Imacheres yikachlei. If he takes another wife. So I would think Amri Vidya is also similar to Kedushin. And therefore, if Kedushin is good with Bia, I would think Ami Ivriya could also be acquired with Bia. So the Pasuk Ba'ala teaches us no. Therefore, it says like this, Ma Acheres Mekane Be'Bia, just like another woman, a regular wife, you can acquire with relations, Af Ami Ivriya Mikne Be'Bia, I would think that even in Ami Ivriya, because in the Dinim of Ami Ivriya, the Torah speaks about marriage, so I would think that she's exactly like any other wife that you can be kind of with Bia. Kamash Malan, the Pasik Uva Allah says no. You can only acquire a wife with Bia, but not an Ami Ivriya. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan uses the Pasik Uva Allah for. In other words, like this. We learn our Bia from two psukim by marriage. One is Uva Allah, which is Rabbi's opinion. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, from the Pasik Uva Allah's Baal. Okay? So the Gemara is asking, according to each opinion, what do they use the other pasuk for? If the Chachamim learn it out from Ba'ula's Baal, Rabbi Yochanan, so what does he do with the word of Ba'ala? It's an extra pasuk according to him. Because he learns out Bia from another pasuk, Ba'ula's Baal. So the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara answered, to teach us you cannot acquire an Amma with Bia. Now the Gemara is asking Rabbi. Rabbi learns out you acquire a wife from the pasuk of Ba'ala. So what does he use the pasuk Ba'ula's Baal for? Again, for him that's extra. So Gemara says, "Rabbi, hay svara min Allah." So he says, Rabbi says, now the question is like this: according to Rabbi, that learns out kedushin from a different pasuk, how does he know that you cannot acquire an Ami Yivriya through Bia? So Gemara says, "Im kain lichtev rachamana uba'al." Why does it say Uba'Allah? The Torah could have said, a man takes a woman, Uba'al, and lives with her. Why does it say Ba'Allah with an extra hay? It teaches us two dinim. Number one, that your own wife you acquire with Bia, and it teaches only her you acquire with Bia, but not an Amma Ivriya, not a maidservant. A maidservant you cannot acquire with Bia. Shema Mino Tati teaches us two dinim. Then the Gemara says like this, Olarava da Amar, and according to Rava, that says, Barahina Azbali, Barahina was a brilliant scholar of the Gemara, he used to explain things to a lot of people. He says, according to him, that he explains to me like this, Ki yikach ish isha uba'ala, says in the Chumash, if a man takes a woman and lives with her. So he says, why does the Torah say uba'ala? He's learning out another complete different thing from ba'ala. Kedushin, amesurim lebia ave kedushin. Kedushin, which allows technically to live with her, is a valid kedushin. Kedushin, she mesurim lebia leave kedushin. Meaning as follows. It's one of the arguments of Abaye and Rav in the Gemara, where Allah is like Abaye, not like Rav. But kedushin, amesurim lebia means as follows. The Torah says, if you do kedushin with a woman, uba'olan, you live with her. Right? So Rav, this opinion learns like this. The only kedushin which is valid is if you're able to live with her. But if you do kedushin that you're not able to live with her, then it's not a valid kedushin. What is the case? What if for such a case that you can't live with a woman and the kedushin is no good? According to the
somebody's on a trip.
Marry her,
no time to get on
the show. No, that's technically legally he could. He could. She goes with him.
She goes.
Well, we'll see that in the Gemara. The classic case, but the Gemara discusses a different case. It says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister. Right? You're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister as long as the woman is alive. That means, in fact, everybody asks, Yaakov Avinu married four sisters when you're not allowed to, right? Why you're not allowed to? The Torah says, V'isha l'achesa l'isikach. But he kept the Torah. That's the question. So it says like this. A man cannot marry a woman and her sister. So let's say the two sisters are Rachel and Leah. Okay, Yaakov wants to marry Rachel and Leah. Once he marries Rachel, he cannot marry Leah. Even if he divorces Rachel, he cannot marry Leah. The Torah says, Bechayeha, as long as she's alive. Means, if Yaakov married Rachel, and Rachel died, then he can marry Leah. But if Yaakov married Rachel, he cannot marry Leah as long as Rachel is alive. Even if he divorced her. He cannot marry Leah. And if he does, by the way, the kids are mamzerim, and it's capital punishment, and it's the real adultery stuff, you know? The real stuff. So what's the din like this? A guy comes over to two sisters, and he mekadesh one of them, and he doesn't know which one he did it to.
Oh. Big problem. The twins.
No, either he sent a shliach. Hey, Yaakov did it with Rachel and Leah. A guy, or sent a shliach to do kedushin. Says, go find me a wife. The guy comes to one of two sisters. He does kedushin with her. But then he doesn't remember which one it is. Now, he can't live with either of them.
But they would know.
They both say it was me. Or you can't ask them. The question is also, can you believe them? It's another issue. You don't know which one it is. Now, he can't live with Rachel, because maybe he did Kedushin with Leah, and Rachel's Leah's sister. He can't live with Leah, because maybe he did Kedushin to Rachel, and Leah's Rachel's sister. So technically, he can't live with either of them. Right? Abinan has to divorce both of them. Right? He can't even give a get to one and marry the other, because maybe it's the other one that he married. Right? The only solution in that case is if the Kedushin is valid to give a get to both. But the question is the Kedushin valid anyway? One opinion, the Gemara says, Kedushin, which are not Mesudin Labia, that doesn't allow you to live with the woman that you got Kedushin with, is not a valid Kedushin. This opinion.
Even if you get him get the ball, he still wouldn't be able to marry the woman.
Correct. Correct. Even if he divorces both of them, he cannot remarry any of them. Unless one dies. Then he can marry the other one. Right. Now, so Rava said like this. You know where we learn out Kedushin that's not given over to Bia, meaning that you're not allowed to do Bia, is no good from this pasuk that says like this, Ki yikach ish isha uba'ola. A man takes a woman and lives with her. So what is the pasuk saying? The taking, the kicha, the kedushin, is only good if uba'ola, he can live with her. Right? So now the bigger problem is, now they're using uba'ola for that din. Right? Right, there's one pasuk that you're using for fluctuating dinim. The question is, you can only learn one din per pasuk. Right? So first the Gemara said, okay, Baal, now there's Baalah. Baal and hey, it's two words extra. Right? But now the Gemara says, according to Rava, that by Ahrina, let's see it inside. Rava, Damar by Ahrina, Asberali. That by Ahrina explained to me the following. Kiyikach ish isho ba'olah, the pasuk says, you make marry a woman and you live with her, kedushin amasodam labia, kedushin which is given over to be a meaning, it's possible legally to live with them, have a kedushin is valid. Kedushin shem sodam labia, kedushin which is not given over to be a meaning, you cannot live with her, lo have a kedushin, not even a kedushin. Right? So the question is, ma'ika lemeimar, what could you say? Meaning, how do you learn out the other dinim? that Ami Yevriya is not kainu with Bia, or that a woman is kainu with Bia? How do you learn it out if the pasuk is being used for something else? So he says like this, because it's still extra. Why? In Cain, Rabbi says like this, Nichtiv kra oy ba'ala. The Torah should have said, Kikach ish isha, oy ba'ala, or lived with her. What does it mean? U ba'ala, with the vav? It teaches us kula all three dinim. Meaning, the fact that the Torah says, U ba'ala, the Torah could have said ba'al, without the hay. Okay, so ba'al teaches us one din, the hay teaches us another din, and the vav of U ba'ala teaches us a third din. So therefore you can learn out that a woman is acquired with Bia. You can learn out that Amma Ivriya, the maidservant, is not acquired with Bia. And you can learn out that Kedusha, which could be have Bia, is a good Kedusha. If not, not. So according to this din, by the way, according to the opinion that says it's not a good Kedusha, you wouldn't need a get for either of them.
Which one of the 13 real learning is that?
That's the extra words.
So with that, you can give somebody capital punishment if that happens?
Yep. From extra letters of the Gemara, the Torah, you learn out the dinim of capital punishment too. Yep. You can't give capital punishment on a kavachomer, you know, something like that. But these types of dinim, you could.
Okay, so can you ask those two women to swear?
It's not going to help. It's not going to help. In fact, this din really of Kedushin and Surim Labia, here it is. Itmar. Again, and this is one of the six places. This is one of the Yal Kagams. The Kuf of Yal Kagam is Itmar. Kedushin Shein Mesudim Labia. Abaya Amar, have a Kedushin. Okay? Rava Amar, loy have a Kedushin. Okay, Rava, and then the Gemara calls this Gemara. Bahin explains it to me, and so on. The only question is what type of belief do they have? The women. The women are not believed to say that they did it.
It's not like they're incriminating themselves.
Yeah, but the question is, they believe maybe they both want to be married to the guy.
For one thing, they cannot testify.
Yeah, because they're women. But I'm saying, don't they have no money to nisur them? In fact, Tesis brings down over there later on in the Gemara. Maisibolifnei Rabbeinu Tam. There's the son of Rabbi Eshia Levi, lived in the time of Tesis. Shekidish bas Asher Echad. He went over to a rich man and said, Bitcha Mekudeshesli. Your daughter is Mekudeshes to me. And the father took the money, but he didn't say which daughter. He didn't say which one. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Mekudeshes. And then he says, Menachem argues on him, he says, it's not, and you know, whatever.
Why? Because the Chassan knows which one. Is that why?
The question is he believed to say which one?
Well, he might have changed his mind
and leave it alone. Yeah. So that's the Gemara later. It's one of the cases with Halachas like Abaya, not like Rava. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ba'ulas Baal. Okay, the Gemara says now, Rebbe, hi Ba'ulas Baal, my Ovidli. Now that Rebbe, though, learned out Bia and from the word of Ba'olam, so the question is, what does Rebbe do with the extra pasuk Ba'ulas Baal? So he said like this, Hi, my boy, And this is a very interesting, strange Gemara. But anyway, Baal Eisa Eisa Ba'ula Shalikadarka. There is what's called normal intercourse and not natural relations. Okay, let's just leave it at that. There's natural and unnatural. So the question is like this. When a girl becomes non-virgin, can it be done with unnatural relations? So Rabbi says the following din, that Baal Eisa Eisa Ba'ula Shalika Darka, a husband can render his wife non-virgin by doing it not in the normal way, but Vein Acher Eisa Eisa Ba'ula Shalika Darka, but nobody else could render her non-virgin. In other words, like this, even though seemingly she still will have her virginity because it's not done in the natural way, but if the husband does it, and this is what we learn out from the pasuk Bu'ula's Baal, that the Baal can make her a Bu'ula, somebody lived with, even if it's not done the normal way. But nobody else could. And the Gemara is going to say a din what this is practiced, what this means. So Gemara says, "Me is the Rabbi Haisvara. You tell me this is what Rabbi holds because he learns out from Bu'ula's Baal." But Tanya, we learned in a Gemara like this, in a Braisa. Bo'ala yudanoshim, if 10 men lived with a naida, v'adayin hi psula, and she's still a virgin though. Kulam b'skila, all 10 get skila. Okay? Meaning, 10 men lived with her unnaturally, so she's still a psula, right? So they all get skila, for living with a married girl. Okay? But Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Eimer, and I say, Harishin beskila, the first one, it gets skila. V'kulim bechenik. Meaning as follows. The din is, remember there's Kedushin, and there's Nisuin. Kedushin is the Ariyat Mekdeshesli. After a man does Kedushin with a woman, she cannot live with anybody else. She's married. She can't be with the husband because they're not married. But Kedushin makes her unfit for anybody else. Anybody that has relations with this woman gets stoned. If she's a married woman, then it's choking, chenek. That's the Xeris HaKosov. If you live with a girl who had only Kedushin, you get skila. Otherwise, if she's married, get nisuin. Chenek, right, choking. So now the case is like this. A man, 10 men lived with a girl who had Kedushin. But she's still a psula. Okay? Once she becomes non-psula, she's considered married already. Right? Because then she had actual intimacy. So the din is like this, according to the first opinion. If 10 guys lived with this girl who had Kedushin, all 10 get stoned. Rabbi says, no. I say, only the first guy gets stoned, all the others get choked. Ooh. Because now she's married after the first guy.
The first guy also calls it.
No, but the first opinion says all 10 guys did not make her married yet. None of them are her husband, by the way. None of them are the husband. These are all 10 strangers. Lived with, the girl was engaged Kedushin to Yaakov, and Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, 10 of them had relations with her. She's still a psula. So the first opinion says they all lived with an unmarried girl who had Kedushin. They all get stoned.
Yeah, she's still a virgin.
Yeah.
So you don't need intercourse
for? No, because I should have said this then. If somebody has intimacy in a unnatural way with a married woman, it's still adultery. Yeah. If it's not the normal way, it's still adultery. So in this case, The first opinion says because she's still a virgin, it's all skila. Rebbe says no. The first guy made her married, so the first guy gets stoned, and all the other guys get chenik. So this is mamish the opposite of what Rebbe just said. Rebbe just said that only the husband makes her non-virgin. And here it's not the husband, and Rebbe says the first guy is making her a non-virgin. So Rebbe is contradicting himself. So Gemara says no. Amar Rav Zeir, you're right. As far as punishment goes, you're right. But Amar Rav Zeir made the Rebbe Linyan Knas, Rebbe would still agree as far as fining that they all get, they all have to pay. The din is like this. If an unmarried girl, unmarried virgin, is raped or seduced, you have to pay the father 50 shekels. The fine the Torah gives. So it says that Reb Zeira argues that if the night had dealt with in the bride had been unmarried, Rabbi would give him all the fine. Okay, capital punishment is, it's a whole different thing. Capital punishment would be a different thing. So right away Gemara says, Maishra Miktala, why is it different, the fines, than death? So he says, Shani Hasim over there is different. The Amar Krab, because the Pasuk says, Umeis ha'ishahu asher shachav imo levadei. Only the man who lived with her dies. So you see, when it comes to death, the Torah says only the first guy. But as far as the fine goes, they all have to pay.
But we don't, nine of them get chenek, one gets the first
one gets skila. Rabbi holds the first one gets skila. Rabbi says the first one gets skila. All nine get choked. But but that's only for death. As far as the fines, Rebbe agrees that all 10 get the fine. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ba'ul is Baal, only the husband can make her unvirgin, not anybody else. So as far as the fine goes, Rebbe would agree all 10 will get the fine. Even though one gets stoned and nine get choked, but as far as the fine goes, Rebbe agrees in the Pasuk, Ba'ul is Baal. But not as far as death goes. Because by death, as the Pasuk says, only the man alone who lived with her, which teaches us only the first guy has skila, and all the other guys get a different death.
They're all getting killed, but one
right.
More severe than the other.
Yeah, but over there when it says, Umeisa Isha Sheshachavim Alavada, it means stoning. So therefore, Rabbi says, that Pasuk teaches us only one guy gets stoning, all the other guys get for adultery. For Chenek.
But it's still death.
It's still death, but it's a different type of death. One's for a unmarried girl, and the chenik is for a married woman.
Is the chenik supposed to be something much more serious?
No, it's interesting. It's the least serious.
So why?
That's why I said before I prefaced it with Gzeira Sakosov. In the capital punishments, right? When a person did two sins, one gets one death sentence, and one gets the next death sentence, another death sentence. Let's say a guy did two avedas. One gets stoned, and one you get burnt, right? Which death do you give him? So it says you give him the stricter one, right? Now, what's the stricter one of the four? So the Mishnah Sanhedrin, there's an Machlaikis. One opinion says, Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek. In that order. Stoning is the worst, then Sreifa, then Hereg is killing with a sword, and then choking. Another opinion switches around the order in the severity of the crime.
And if it's silent, it's Chenek.
Yeah. Stam Misa is Chanek.
This person, isn't it silent?
Yeah, but the Torah is speaking about Skila before. Before it speaks about stoning.
Yeah, Tachon part of the Shema Alamita is the same order? It goes from less to harder?
No. Stricter to less. The halacha is, it's machlekes between the chacham and whoever. Skila, seifa, hedek, and chenek. What's interesting, if you commit adultery with a girl only with kedushin, you get stoned. If you do it with a married woman, it's chenek. Logically, chenek should, a married woman should be stricter.
But here, he made her.
Well, that's the problem, right? If he makes her.
Yeah, but you're not talking about the husband doing it. You're not talking about the husband doing it, though, to her. In other words, adultery is whether it's natural or unnatural. And we're going to learn, I hope we'll get there today, that what is even considered relations that was considered adultery already. And this is very relevant in today's world or in the olden times also. Because according to that halacha, was called ha'ara, with an ayin, which itself is an argument, what it exactly means. According to one opinion, as long as there's a physical contact between him and her, even no penetration, nothing, just the physical touching, is considered adultery.
Excuse me? Like shaking a hand?
No. Of the organs involved. The genital area. Yeah. So then, even there's no penetration, no nothing, that is considered ha'ara. Another opinion says, no, there has to be a little penetration to be considered, a relations that is considered adultery.
Well, we learned in previous times, how do we know the guy was possibly with her? Because the amount of time that it was with her, that it would make it possible for to make penetration, all that. We learned that somewhere.
Yeah, but the Eidi Yichud. Well, like we learned, how do you have Eidim if the Mekadesh would be a... how do you have witnesses? Can't have witnesses watching the act.
No, but we learn in Sota or something.
Also, by faith it says the amount of time it takes that they could have had it. Okay. Yeah, that would be forbidden. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Berabanan, so Lechera, what do they do with the word Levadei? According to the first opinion, according to Rabbi, Levadei means that only he gets Skila and they get Chenek. But Rabbanan, that hold, they all get 10 Skila. Hi Levadei me avdalei. What do they do with Levadei? That only the man gets killed and not the woman. So he says, this is another interesting thing. The boy Tanya, it teaches us another braisa. It says, when somebody commits adultery, the Torah says, umesigam shneihem. They both die. Right? If a woman willingly committed adultery, they both die. So it says, achi ushovim ke'echad, divri rabeisha. When the pasuk says, umesigam shneihem, Rabeisha learns a very interesting halacha. In order to kill him, they both have to be liable to death. For instance, we're going to learn later in the Gemara, believe it or not, once a girl reaches the age of 3, she is...
very fit for marriage.
Fit for marriage. A good way of putting it. Fit for marriage. That means, technically, if there's a 3-year-old that got Kedushin, Rivka, as in this... Okay? Rivka got engaged, Kedushin, through Eliezer the Shlich, got Kedushin with Yitzchak. Now she's 4 years old. And a man lives with her. She's not married yet. Or it doesn't matter if she's married or not. Another man comes and lives with her. Now she can't get killed. She's not Bas Mitzvah.
Right.
The question is, can that guy get killed? So Rabeishia says, the Pasuk says, Umesu gam shneihem. They both die. Wow. So he says, you know when they can both die? When they both can get killed. But if one of them can't, because they're underage, then none of them get killed. By the way, or it could go in reverse also. A 9-year-old boy is fit also for marriage. Now, he can't do Kedushin, obviously. What happens if you have a 10-year-old kid has relations with a married woman? She's an Ashes Ish. It's called Bia, because he's over 9. The problem is he's not Bar Mitzvah. He's not punishable. So the question is, can you kill the woman? So Rabbi Ishiya says no. Because the Pasuk says, Umeisu gam shneihem, they both need to be diable. And if one of them isn't, they're both not. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says no. Because there's another Pasuk that says, Umeisu isha shachav ima levadai, that the man alone gets killed. So you see, there's a scenario where only one of them can get killed. That's what he uses the levadai for. The Gemara says, what does he use the levadai? The other person says, levadai is to teach us, like he said, that there's a difference between the fine and this death. The Gemara said, but according to Rabbanan, what do they do with levadai? Because they hold like Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says, the one that's liable, that is able to get killed, gets killed, even though the other one doesn't. And he learns it out from the Pasuk levadai. It's very interesting then, by the way. In other words, you can have two people committing adultery, and one gets killed and one doesn't. Well, you can have a lot of cases like that.
But if it's a case of rape, so he could still get killed.
Yeah.
As long as the person that...
Because technically she can also get killed. She's killable. Except she doesn't because she was raped.
Right.
Right? But if she agreed
willingly,
so then... She's not, you know what I mean? But in the case of a katan or a ktana, they're not liable to get killed. So an opinion taka says, they're both. By the way, that doesn't mean you're allowed to do it, just for the record. It doesn't mean you just don't get killed.
So a 10-year-old boy with a married woman, the woman gets killed?
Yeah.
The woman gets killed?
Yeah. Because once they're 9, it's considered be-able. If a 7-year-old kid lived with a married woman,
no.
It's not considered...
Oh, so the boy and the woman gets killed.
No, boy's under Bar Mitzvah, can't get killed.
He can't.
He's not Bar Mitzvah.
We're talking about the old days, we're not talking about today.
What's the difference? I mean, today, yeah, nobody gets killed today. They only get written up in the newspaper, that's all.
But no 10-year-old boy would be hanging around with a woman.
I was like, you'd be surprised.
That's against the law.
Oh, it is! It's against the Torah law too, my friend. We're not talking about...
10-year-old, but you said it was okay for a 10-year-old boy then.
I said it's okay?
Beable. You
said
that?
So he's beable. I said it's not okay. A 10-year-old kid can't have Kedushin.
Yeah.
But if you have a 4-year-old girl that the father accepted Kedushin for, then she's the Ishish.
But she's unmarried.
Huh?
But she's unmarried.
Well, I'm saying even if there was no Chasen, if there's Kedushin.
But here the rabbis follow Rabbi Yonatan.
Right, the Chacham are going to follow Rabbi Yonatan's opinion.
The person, the adult, would get killed.
Right.
Who's Rabbi Yonatan?
Who is Rabbi Yonatan?
I've never heard.
Sure. One of the Tanoim.
Tanoim?
Yeah, sure. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. But Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'ul is Baal. Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out in the Mitzvah from the Pasuk, Ba'ul is Baal, Ha'isvara Minoli. How does a Rabbi Yochanan learn? Because Rabbi said, Bu'ulas Baal teaches us that only the husband can make a non-virgin through unnatural relations. Rabbi Yechon didn't learn that. Rabbi Yechon learned that Bu'ulas Baal to teach me a woman is acquired would be it. So the Gemara says, where does Rabbi Yechon know, from where does Rabbi Yechon know that only a husband can make her married through unnatural way? So he says, Im Cain, because then the Torah should have said like this. Nichtiv kra bu'ulas ish. The Torah said, could have said the bu'ul of a man. Bu'ulas baal. Why does the Torah use the word baal instead of ish? Baal is a very uncommon word in Chumash. It says ki yikach ish isha. Baal is a very uncommon word in Chumash. So it teaches us two dinim. Number one, it is Bu'ulas Baal. Bu'ulas teaches us a man acquires his wife with beer. Baal teaches us that only the husband, through unnatural relations, can make his wife non-besula, but nobody else could. Like the Gemara said before. Okay, now the Gemara asks a different question.
What do you mean, unnatural?
Okay, we went through that before. Ibar Elohu, the Gemara asked the Shaila like this. We said, Kedushin could be done with Kesher, Shtar, and Bia. Okay? Which part of Bia makes the woman Kedushin'd? Now we said, there's different parts of intimacy. There's the two things touching, then there's penetration, then there's the seed coming out, right? Without getting much more descriptive than that. So the Gemara says, Iboilo tchilas bia kaina, the beginning of bia acquires it, or isav bia kaina, or the end of the bia. What is the question? The Gemara says like this. Nafkamina, the difference was like this. Shehad Abba, the husband, this man, okay, this guy is trying to do bia for Kedushin. This is a doozer wacko. A man is trying to acquire this woman with bia, right? For Kedushin. He starts the bia process. Okay? As soon as he starts the bia process,
the door rings.
She sticks out her hand, accepts Kedushin from somebody else. Now, if the beginning of bia makes the Kedushin, then the second Kedushin is not valid, because she already is Kedushin'd. If it's not, it's the end of bia that does it, then obviously she's Mekudeshes to the second guy. Right? That's the Gemara, don't look at me.
Yeah. Interesting examples.
Huh?
Valid questions.
Well, she sticks her hand out of the window.
Maybe they were in the park.
Yeah, they're in the park. Yeah.
You could make a cliffhanger out of this.
Okay, so he said nafka mina. Difference would be like this: kon she'adaba, he starts the intimate contact, and it, like he says at the beginning of it, Moshe Shainim refers to the first legally recognized stage of intercourse. The precise definition of our subject of dispute in Yevamis, one opinion maintains the term denotes the first contact of the male and female organs, while another opinion holds it denotes the beginning of penetration. Okay? The end of bia refers to a more advanced stage in the relations. So Gemara says, Nafkamina, what's the difference? One second. Nafkamina, what's the difference of his beginning or end? I mean, it happens. So he says, Kagain, Sha'araba, he began the process. Upashtiya, she stuck out her hand. Vikidba, Kadusha Miyacha. This is all in front of witnesses, by the way. The Kadusha, the money has to be in front of witnesses. Or, Inami, Lekain Gadol, the Kakani Psula Bibia. Okay, now, a Kain Gadol, this is very interesting then. This is also a wacky case. A Kohen Gadol can only marry a virgin. Now, if a Kohen Gadol wants to do Kedushin with Bia, and the beginning of the Bia does the Kedushin, which makes her unvirgin, then he can't marry her because now she's not a virgin anymore. Hmm. In other words, according to Halacha, if a Kohen Gadol lives with a virgin, okay? He can't marry that girl. Because she's not virgin anymore. Even though he did it, she's not a virgin. He has to be a virgin. Now, if the beginning of the Kedushin, if the Kedushin is effective at the beginning of the Bia, right? Which means she's not a psula anymore, so then he can't marry her. Because she's not a psula anymore.
Either way,
the fact that he can proves that it's the end of the process. That's coming.
You don't know that. Maybe bia doesn't apply to a kohen gadol.
Do we know that it doesn't apply?
Well, that's the Gemara's discussion now.
Well, either way, it makes it non-psula. Whether it's beginning or the end.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's the opposite. I did it the wrong way. If the beginning of bia makes the kedushin, then he could marry her. Because she's still a virgin, right? And he did Kedushin, now he's marrying a virgin. But if Kedushin is done by the end of the Bia, then she's not virgin anymore, then he can't marry her. That's the opposite of what he said. If a Kohen Gadol needs to marry a virgin. So if Bia means the end result, so then she's not virgin anymore. So how can he marry her? He just did Kedushin now. Now she's not virgin anymore, so he can't marry her. But if the beginning of the Bia is it, then the Kohen Gadol could marry because she's still a virgin. So, my, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Kol HaBoyol, whoever has relations, Daita Gemar Bia. His intent is on the end of it. Therefore, the Gemara of Paskins, that the only time Kedushin would be good, I mean, the Kedushin is effective only at the end of the Kedushin.
Didn't we learn that you can't have Kedushin Bia?
No.
So Kringle could marry a virgin?
No. No, so he can't.
Because
by the time he finishes the Kedushin, she's not a virgin anymore. Then he can't marry her. He could only marry a virgin. So Kohen Gadol wouldn't be allowed to do Bia. The Gemara says nowadays you're not allowed to do Bia for Kedushin. But biblically, the Gemara learns from a pasuk that you could. The Gemara says later we're going to learn Rav gave Malkus to anybody that did Kedushin with Bia. He says, not the right way of doing it, that's it. But biblically, if somebody does Kedusha with Bia, it's a good, she's married. I mean, she's an Eish
Es Eish. But it has to be in front of the Kedusha.
The Eidi Yichud. Eidi
Yichud is enough.
Yeah.
And if he did not intend to finish the act, what happens?
Oh, 1 second. So there's a thesis over here that this is only when the man finishes the act completely, then the beginning is not what does it, the end does it. But if a man only does the beginning of Bia, takes the pills from a different Gemara, then it is good. In other words...
Just to clarify again, the end result of Bia has to conclude...
Taisus says, this Gemara's ruling that it's only the end applies only when the man finishes the act of kobbage of living.
In other words...
When, however, the man does not conclude the act, it is evident that he did not wish to be taught with the completion of copulation, and therefore it is. What was the Gemara's statement? Whoever does Bia, the intent is to finish it. Right? Mm-hmm. But that's only if he finishes it. If he doesn't finish it, obviously he's showing that he doesn't want to finish it.
You're saying when the seed comes out, that's the act of
the... No, the total penetration.
Oh, I see. End up marrying her, that's why, right? He's intended not to get married.
No, I'm just saying, when the Gemara says a statement, the Bia of Kedushin is only when the Bia is finished, applies only if the man finished it, that's when his intent was finishing it. That means if at the beginning of the act, after the beginning of the act, before the end of the act, the woman accepts Kedushin from somebody else, and then he finishes the Bia, she's not married to the first guy.
Yeah,
only to the second guy. Because his intent was to finish the Bia. And she accepted Kedushin from somebody else before he finished the Bia. So therefore, he never did Kedushin. But if that's all he did, then it's a Kedushin. What do you say? This Bia what?
This act of Bia, Kedushin, doesn't make sense. Because you're going to marry a pregnant woman afterwards?
Who said she'll be pregnant? And if she had no... People don't get married to pregnant girls today? Okay, we'll stop here because okay. Now the Gemara asks, does Bia do two things? Does Bia do Kedushin and marriage or just one of the two? You know, you get two for one sale here.